Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending November 29th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican Prime Minister to present Youth Awards. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness will present the National Youth Awards for Excellence on November 30th, 2019 at Jamaica House. 87 nominees will attend the ceremony, the highest number of nominees ever. 57 candidates are currently on the shortlist. In addition to the traditional categories, the 2019 awards will include the Nation Builder category, which is designed to honor young people volunteering in and contributing to community development. Categories receiving the most nominations in 2019 include arts and culture, sports, leadership, youth development, and academics, along with nation building. Health Ministry welcomes medical professionals from Cuba. Jamaica's Ministry of Health and Wellness joined with Cuba's ambassador to Jamaica, Inez Forres Fernandez, in New Kingston, Jamaica, to welcome 40 medical professionals from Cuba as part of a group of 100 physicians and more than 200 nurses who have been recruited from Cuba. The doctors and nurses will be placed in various locations in Jamaica to aid the public health care service. They were recruited to address Jamaica's current shortfall in healthcare personnel. This week's Caribbean news. Economic benefits of tourism in Caribbean may be reduced by sector's environmental impact. The tourism industry employs 2.4 million individuals in the Caribbean with financial contributions of over $62 billion or 15.5% of the region's gross domestic product in 2018. The Caribbean relies more on tourism for economic support than anywhere else in the world. However, initiatives to promote growth of tourism tend to ignore its impact on the environment of the islands. Researchers noted that if the tourism industry were a nation, it would be the third largest contributor to greenhouse gas emissions in the world. Economists and scientists believe that the development of tourism has a greater negative impact on the environment than other sectors. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. National awards presented to Jamaican trailblazers in London. Jamaicans Dame Carlene Davis and Right Reverend Rose Hudson Wilkin have been presented with the Order of Distinction Commander Class for their contributions in their respective fields. Both live in the United Kingdom and received their awards from High Commissioner Seth George Ramachan. Davis was recognized for her contributions in the field of healthcare, while Wilkin received the award for outstanding work in religion and community development. This week's business news. Jamaican Tourist Working Group aids in devising subsector structure. Jamaica's Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett revealed that the Tourism Working Group TWG report will be utilized to aid in the design of a new architecture for tourism's subsectors. The TWG was established to address issues in the tourism sector, including the Economic Partnership Agreement, work permits, ground transportation, and entertainment. The report also included more than 50 recommendations for national policies meant to strengthen support and partnerships with businesses in Jamaica. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Vibes Cartel honors Jamaica in new single. The new single from Jamaican artist Vibes Cartel, entitled Beautiful Island, pays homage to the island and calls for Jamaicans in the diaspora to return home from Europe and the United States to enjoy the Christmas season. Despite the fact that Cartel is imprisoned, he released the new song to bring holiday cheer to his loyal fans. Responses to the song on social media indicate that fans love his Christmas gift, with some saying it is the best Christmas song ever. This week's sports news. Jamaican tennis player attains doubles victory. Jamaica's John Chin, the top junior men's tennis player, has attained another title in the International Tennis Federation, ITF. Chin partnered with Trey Mallory of Bermuda for the ITS's under-18 category at the Antigua and Barbuda Cup. The duo beat the number 2 seeded team of Eric and Kevin Kovacs of Canada in 3 sets, scoring 6-4, 2-6, 10-5. Chin is currently ranked 527th, moving up from his previous 552nd placing. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.